Albie Toomson is an arborist with Eugene Sperry Tree Care. He says Oregon white oaks, silver maples, and sweet gums were hit the hardest during the ice storm. The reason has to do with the silhouette of the trees. Vase-shaped trees sustain more damage than those shaped like cones.
It became more like a platform for the ice to accumulate, and depending on the profile of the branches and the profile of the forks, that was splitting trees in half.
Toomson says native trees are generally better suited to weather such storms. Much of the initial pickup work has been done, but now companies like Sperry Tree Care are beginning the process of reshaping damaged trees to promote new growth.
This is an event that is going to last quite a while. You know, we're not done at all. It's going to be more than 6 months worth of restoration. We're going to see the effects of this storm for quite a while. We're not done yet.
For KLCC News, I'm Jess Burns.